flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
There's Flyers fans here. They know the words.
Within, let me say, let me say. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Now, the rule is, if you come to Chickie's, if you take your cell phone out to record that, you got to sing, too.
Well, listen, I'm noticing that crowd participation has been picking up. It really has. We appreciate it. We really do. We appreciate it.
Jack, how's it feel to sing it again?
It was good. Actually, I did listen a couple times to it when I was out.
All right.
Always sounds better than when we're actually doing it. Like, over the air, I think it sounds
good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I've never heard it over the air.
We have played a couple times when we're delayed.
We're delayed, yes.
It sounds ridiculous, and then Buzz never tells us. We sound even dumb. But it's good.
That's why he doesn't tell us.
No, I know.
Yeah. Well, then we find out he told you, and you just didn't tell us.
No, I forgot.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you want to see win tonight's game? 75% settle on the Rams, which I have to agree with.
Would you know the Vikings going to win?
Yeah.
Since we all want the Rams.
Well, and this just feels like a bad spot for the Rams. First of all, their stadium is usually 35% opposing fans anyway, and that's when they're in L.A. Then they move the game to Arizona, and with all the awful stuff that's going on in California, I can't imagine a lot of Rams fans or a huge number of Rams fans are going to make that trip.
No.
So my gut tells me it's going to be a lot of Vikings fans in there.
It's just like a COVID game.
Yes. Yeah.
No one was in the stands.
It's going to be a weird situation for the Rams to win that. That feels like an easy Vikings win for me.
Yeah, that's why Herbert played bad.
I mean, why did Herbert play bad?
Because everything going on.
Fires?
Yeah, everything going on in L.A.
Wow.
You try playing through that.
All right. That's your excuse? You sound like a jailing guy.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No one better.
So one thing we've barely talked about today is the book. That's right.
The book.
A.J. Brown reading a book on the sidelines. Here's what he had to say about it after the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. It's, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. Yeah. But that's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it. And, you know, but for me, you know, this game is mental. You know, I physically believe I can do anything and everything, but, you know, I got to make sure I'm mentally good. So it's something like how I refresh every drive. You know, regardless of if I score a touchdown or I drop a pass, I always go back to that book every drive and just refocus and nothing matters, nothing happened, and just rely back in. But, you know, so.
Ike, your thoughts on the book reading?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
There was a picture of him, I think Devin pulled up.
I saw it.
Of him reading in Tennessee. I don't even think it was here.
Washington.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had no idea. That he would sometimes do that. He's right. No camera has ever caught him on the sideline reading that book. And yesterday was the first time. And quite frankly, it looked odd. Like, it looked odd from the standpoint of, now, people may say it's not a big deal. They won. It's what he needs to keep his mental sharp and focused or what have you. And that's all fine and dandy. But let's not act as if we've seen players sitting on the sideline during a game, let alone a playoff game, reading a book. I've never seen that before.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine if in the Phillies-Mets playoff series, it's the middle of the let's say it's the bottom of the fourth at Citizens Bank Park, mm-hmm. Castellanos is up, they flash to Bryce Harper in the dugout, reading a book.
Yeah.
I know what Spike would have led with.
So, I mean, listen, they won. So it's obviously not a big deal. Now, if he were doing that and they lost, it would be made much bigger. Now, it doesn't mean that it is a big deal ultimately, but it would have been made a much bigger deal if they didn't win that game yesterday.
I have grown to really enjoy AJ. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my first year being here for him all the time. And when he is, even when he's in a bad mood, whatever mood he's in, when he's talking, I feel like we are getting a genuine guy. And he's a great player.
Yes.
Absolutely great player.
Yes.
So I defer to, it was funny, whatever. But then when I start actually thinking about it, it is kind of crazy. Now, whatever he needs, I think it was James Palmer pointed out, they showed the book. It was highlighted and undergrounded. Clearly a book
that he enjoys. It's also number one now on Amazon.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of positive reviews. They're always open.
The only thing that I wonder is, like, he's probably just frustrated. And I imagine that's why he's reading the book when he's reading the book. And I would give credit to him for saying to himself, you know, A.J. Brown is a great player. I think every time that he has wanted the ball more, it has come from the place of not selfish, but he thinks he can help the team. It's a combo of selfish and team. He doesn't just want his numbers for his numbers. He thinks he is the best player to help the team win.
Yes.
Like, that's where it comes from.
Yes.
And I understand when he is not getting the ball. And if his, I guess what I defer to is, if he's frustrated and he feels like his way to center himself is to sit there and read the book, then sit there and read the book. However, to your point, it's still weird. I've still never seen it.
Yeah. And listen, I don't know if, you know, AJ may be one of those personalities where, you know, a coach or what have you doesn't have a problem with that. I don't know if coaches I played for would have been happy if they look back during a game and I'm over there reading a book. Right? Like, I don't.
What would Jim Johnson say?
Yeah, I don't know how Jim Johnson would have reacted to that, or Andy for that matter. If, you know, let alone, I mean, first of all, somebody in my position would never be doing something like that, right? So it has to be somebody who's very secure in their standing with the team.
Which AJ is.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
He's arguably the best player on the team, so he's not going anywhere. And you notice that nobody said anything to him about it. And it's not the first time he's done it. It's just the first time, I guess, we caught it.
Right.
So we're reacting the first time to seeing A.J. Reed on the sideline.
Imagine if Donovan did that.
Or if Jalen were doing it.
Right. Oh, my God. If Jalen was doing it, I would crush him.
Right?
If
Jalen was over there reading a book during the game, people would not react the same way that they're reacting to this.
So I know when I saw it online, I don't know when it was actually happening. Do you know when?
Oh, I saw. I remember seeing it during the game. I went straight to Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I said, "Oh Lord!"
I think it was the third quarter.
It was. It was in the third quarter. Like the game wasn't over with yet.
The third quarter when we had punted probably four straight possessions and Jalen at 36 yards passing is probably when it happened.
I will say this about it: as long as it's not a distraction or a problem for anyone else on the team. In other words, I'm not saying AJ is Dennis Rodman, but Dennis Rodman did things that other players didn't do, and Phil Jackson, they had to sort of manage that and be okay with it. So AJ may have his ways of doing things, and this is how you keep AJ in a happy place, a cerebral place, and locked in. Because his disposition after the game,
he was laughing.
I was pleasantly surprised with it. I was happy that he was happy about the team winning. He wasn't talking about his only catch of the game or anything of that nature. And that's what you need. So we can see that and move on from it. And now that we know that he's done it in other games, maybe he's the one player in the league that
reads a book.
He needs that, yeah.
And I 100% agree with you. When I saw, not just hearing him talk, when I visually saw him talking about it and he was smiling and relaxed and saying he felt good.
Yeah, he was like, I'm good. I'm not frustrated. Yeah. I'm good.
And then he goes, why do you guys always think I'm frustrated? It's like, well, AJ, you know, you may have earned that one. You know, you may have earned that one. I don't know. Why? Why do you think? Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing? It's Victory Monday.
What's up, fellas?
What up, Justin?
Hey, man, it's good to have Jack back. Fran and Buzz done a good job, but it's nice when the family's back together again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Back, happy and fat and sassy and all that stuff. But anyway.
All right, Jack, you got fat?
No, down 20.
We've been eating salad since New Year started.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Act like you've been there before.
You were talking about the name, too, Stallion, you know, the southern name. Jack's a southern boy at heart, y'all. I'm here to tell you, y'all, if it looks that damn far away, Jack would be my neighbor down here. I've been showing him land down here in Tennessee, how land's so much cheaper down here and everything.
Yeah.
Justin, I think
I'm looking forward to. Find me a piece of land down there in Tennessee somewhere.
Hey, bud, we can hook you up. We got some nice property.
Smoky Mountains, man. That's what I'm thinking about.
I think Jack is more of a Midwestern guy, to be honest with you.
No, Jack, I'm telling you, Jack would love Tennessee. I'm telling you. We could put you in the cleavage of Dollywood over there. You'd love it.
Well, I'm not coming by myself. Will my wife love it?
Renee loves it. For shopping over there, you got a big
Hey, listen, and I'm doing Blue Chews now? Well, I should be able to get everything Lord. I want. I should be able to move wherever the hell I want to move.
That's right.
I start popping these Blue Chews, boys. It's going to be on and popping.
Better watch out.
What did you all do to take Blue Chews away? Come on, man. PK not holding up his end of the damn
I haven't even told Renee yet that I'm doing Blue Chews.
She'll find out when you get home.
She'll find out one way or the other.
Let the Bronco buck, baby.
So one thing, and it's not Eagles related, what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing what Jaden Daniels does against that Lions defense, guys. I mean, that kid, y'all said it, he is a phenomenal athlete, and that defense, they're missing some pieces. And I'm not sure if Terry and Arnold, is he going to be back by that game?
Oh, is the corner out for Detroit? Is he out?
He got hurt. He got hurt that game against Minnesota and got carted off. I've not heard anything. So, I mean, that could be huge for us.
Hey, Justin.
He goes up there and upsets him.
Listen, we're all putting on our commander hat Saturday night.
Yeah, we're big Josh Harris people.
We're going to be big Josh Harris and Commanders fans. We want that NFC Championship game here in Philly.
Exactly.
Can you imagine that against Washington to go to the Super Bowl?
Man, kick my feet up. There's going to be no stress. Are you kidding me?
I've listened all day, and I've not heard that brought up one time. And that kid, he's a phenomenal.
Who, Jaden Daniels?
Quarterback, guys.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest.
Obviously.
He's
obviously.
I mean, my God.
Shut up, Jack. Shut up.
He doesn't have enough weapons. That cat talking about poor old Jalen not having no weapons. He needs something besides Blue Chew. I don't know what he needs. I'm telling you what, maybe he does need Blue Chew. Maybe he needs.
I was gonna say, yeah, maybe he does.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's stressed to the kill because he don't know if it's coming or going. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm gonna get out here and let him go. But I just want to bring that up about Jaden Daniels, man. What's he gonna do against that Detroit defense? Because I'm telling you, man, that could be a hell of a ball game, and that kid could just show up, ball out, and knock the number one seed off. And then we got to do our part and win. But anyway, hell of a show, boys. Glad Jack's back. Love you, boys. Me.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
I know our luck. Our luck is Washington wins, and then we friggin' lose to whoever we play, and we miss out on
Minnesota.
Jack, why don't you tell everybody about HelloFresh?
I got to finish up the show. I got the HelloFresh shipment when I was out. That was fun.
Yeah, HelloFresh, good little service
for
there.
Sure.
And say, what the hell is HelloFresh?
Let me tell you. Yeah, let me tell you. Because listen, when was the last time you had a homemade meal? You know, with a growing family, it's tough to do. And that's where HelloFresh comes in. Quick and easy options every week so you can find the perfect recipe to get a homemade meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like crispy Parmesan herb-crusted salmon or zesty ginger chicken and rice balls.
And they send you all the ingredients,
right? And the recipe.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rice balls. Yeah, it's okay. Not the Blue Chew read.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's all sent to your house.
A rice ball is a thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Well, all I can think about is, yeah. But, but HelloFresh.
Yes.
They'll deliver all the ingredients. I got it. So, full disclosure, I ordered Jill something as, like, a surprise.
Yep.
And
made her cook it?
No.
Okay.
I was holding Sutton.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, Jill, a package got delivered. Like, can you go get it? And she opened the door. It's like a 50-pound box.
Of food.
Oh,
and she's
and dry ice.
Yeah, like 4 days out of being pregnant. I made her bring it in because I thought it was a nice surprise. It was HelloFresh, which is also a nice surprise.
Yep.
But all you need.
You are the worst, man.
Yeah.
HelloFresh, homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com.
Unbelievable.
It was not ill-intentioned.
Yeah.
I would have picked up the box.
But...
but I thought it was the wrong package that got delivered. Right? And I'm not talking about Icon Blue Chew.
There you go.
There you go.
Hold on. You're going to be on them, too.
Well, I don't need it. I'm 2 for 2, buddy.
Nick and Marlton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, so just like two things. The first one I wanted to touch on was arenas. You know, in my opinion, I've been to some of the other arenas that are somewhat built in a similar time frame. For example, the American Airlines Center in Dallas, I was there last year, and to be honest, it's a dump compared to the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah, you know what? Since they did the updates in the Wells Fargo Center, places they spent a lot of money.
I know. I saw it last week or 2 weeks ago when I was down there.
Yeah, they definitely improved it. Look, for sure.
And you can tell it's different inside.
Yep.
It's just the fact, like, the city's spending all this money when it needs to go to other stuff. There is nothing wrong with the Wells Fargo Center. It is a great arena. It's got everything you need in it for an arena. I mean, you get some of these new ones, like the new Clippers arena. It's, like, out of this world. But to be honest, if you're asking me, the arena still has a good 15-plus years before you even need to talk about spending all that money on a new arena.
Well, Nick, I think from a Sixer standpoint, I don't think they're saying that the arena isn't good. I think they don't have an ownership stake. I mean, I know you don't care about it, and I don't care about it, but they don't have an ownership stake in it. And so none of the other money that comes in from any other event, that's why they want it. Mm-hmm. And they want a venue that they can have a part of, too, which is why they're doing it.
Yep.
And remember, the arena won't be there for another 6 or 7 years anyway.
Yeah, maybe I was a little in the dark on that, but I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, you know, the arena is better than a lot of other arenas I've been to, if you ask me. So, and then just wanted to touch on a little bit about the Eagles. I know you were talking about that. I think we're going to be fine. I think Jalen, I was there last night, great game. I mean, there was a lot of great plays. Jalen looks a little cautious. He is not performing in the pocket. He's not making the throws. Like, Dallas Goedert came out wide open, not throwing to him. He is still shaking up, and he's got to get the cobwebs out from that injury that he had. I don't know what's going on, but it's just, I think we're going to be fine. My only thing I'm concerned about is going to Detroit. I'm nervous about that.
I'm about to start don't worry. I'm about to start to push for the Commanders to win so we can be hosting the game. Because you know, if the Commanders win Saturday night, I don't care who, we could be playing the 85 Bears. Nobody's winning that game next week but the Eagles. If we got a chance to have the NFC Championship game here the following week, yeah, we're not losing Sunday.
It's game over. We're coming out on top.
There's no question
about that.
And then the Sunday night game is Buffalo-Baltimore, right? So we'll know by the time we play our game, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, because what's it called? It's Saturday.
Saturday, right. Yep.
Playing Saturday.
What I am happy to see, they're looking, I mean, they're looking great. I was a little bit skeptical about that whole, you know, rushing title, the record coming out. You know, I don't know if some of the guys would have been upset and that could have caused anything, but it didn't seem like that at all. And They're full force right now. It's just Jalen needs to be on top of the game. You know, and I'm hoping this is the year. You know, we need another one. That 2022 was a fall, and, you know, I'm pushing for it.
I hear you, Nick. I think this year, from a how good the Eagles are standpoint, has eclipsed what most people thought this team was going to be this year. And for them to be in position, Ike, you say this all the time, you never know. Like you said in 22, everyone said, we're going to be back. You never know when you're going to be back, so you have to take the advantage.
That's right.
Take advantage of the chance when you get there.
Yeah, look at the Phillies.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Hold on, bro.
73 days until opening day, is that what you said?
And I think I've turned the page. I'm back in.
Okay, why?
Well,
you saw all the rankings.
I saw all the rankings, and everybody loves the Phillies.
Yeah, I know. I can't tell if we're too hard on the Phillies or those people are insane. Well, I think they're a little insane.
Well, we were talking about it last year. I mean, talking about it last week.
Yeah.
So I agree. I saw those. I was like, maybe I'm wrong. But then I think back to the playoffs last year. And all the national people were like,
it's true.
Phillies are the favorites. And we're like, well, I don't think so. And I think there is something to, we may not be the best judge of the other teams because we don't see them every day. So we see the flaw. But also there's something to watching the team every single game and knowing their vibe.
It's plus and minus. Yeah. We could be too close to it, but we're also close enough to see warts that people who don't watch them every day see.
They do not play winning baseball. That's the big issue.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
Are you trying to keep me on the same page, or do you want me to turn the page?
I'm ready for it.
You're like, I don't care what you do.
I want everyone to jump off, and it's only me and Seltzer.
You liked it better that way.
Where, yeah, he hates when everybody else is paying attention.
Oh, I can't wait to the Bryce interview. Are we going to spend like 7 minutes on how he makes coffee?
Yeah, it's TikTok.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Dude, yeah. he's heating up. He made another one today on a private jet.
He's up.
He's on with TikTok shutting down in, what, 8 days?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an interesting time to start on TikTok.
Yeah, he's trying to get it in.
Yeah, dude.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Thank you. Show them the 3-pointers I was able to create. You don't need to shoot. Just like Jalen doesn't need to pass. Stay on that side and celebrate all the wins. Ben in Brooklyn.
Yep, he gets it.
Jalen doesn't need to pass.
Yeah. Point guard doesn't need to shoot. Quarterback doesn't need to pass.
I've never said that.
Jack, I will say, I thought our producers, our stand-in producers did a good job.
Sure.
The text line suffered without it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because they don't read some of the texts.
Right.
I got my people.
Yep. What's next?
You guys sounded a little stiff during that read. The Blue Chew executives.
Come on. That was a buzz joke.
That was a buzz joke.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yep. Well, you know what they tell you? Our show's 4 hours long and Blue Chew.
You know what else in the last 4 hours?
We're going to work that in sooner or later. Yeah.
Just enough time.
Yep.
All right. What's that?
Can you guys take Chuck back? Seth on the morning show.
Yeah, he's sick of Chuck, man.
So I didn't hear that.
He has to be sick
he
of
has
Chuck.
To be.
Chuck and Seth went at it this morning.
Another
huh?
day? Yep. Yeah.
You know, me and Chuck have had our battles.
Yeah.
But, man, if I don't respect the fact that Chuck does not back down.
I know.
Because
I know.
Everyone backs down from Seth. Literally everyone.
Yeah.
And Chuck's like, I don't care. You don't win a Super Bowl here.
It's just unbelievable. You don't get to tell us how to feel.
What?
Chuck is unreal.
Yep.
I have a lot of respect for that part of
I
Chuck.
I will say, that's why I listen 9 to 10 on Mondays.
Yeah, just to wait for Chuck
just to wait
call.
For Chuck to call.
Come on back, Chuck.
What's next?
I wonder what AJ Feely thinks about how Jalen played. Spike trying to find another backup QB to dump on Jalen.
All right. I want to be clear that it's Jack that finds all the backup QB audio, not
what are we,
me.
What are we calling it? The clipboard?
The clipboard.
The clipboard report.
I love it.
By the way, we've come up with that now that the season is at its
right.
closing down.
Yeah. Right
for
on time.
Next year.
Got to use it for next year.
The clipboard report is every single
week. Well, because every single backup quarterback now has a show or they're on a show, and they all have thoughts on Jalen. And they're mostly negative.
What do you think if Chase Daniel or Dan Orlovsky came on and we said, hey, Chase, you're on the clipboard report.
I think Dan would laugh at it. I don't know Chase as well.
Yeah. You guys used to have Dan on the show at the night show, the Giglio night show.
Yeah. Some would say it's our fault. I want to know if and Fitzpatrick has to get added to that as well.
Oh, yes. He was criticizing Jalen today.
No,
too.
I thought he – did he criticize? Oh, yeah, because he challenged
Orlovsky. Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So he's doing some ESPN stuff now?
No, he on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He replied to
it. Oh, little Twitter battles. Love that. Between backups.
Between the quarterbacks.
Oh, so
I will say, unrelated, I love Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I'm a Fitzpatrick guy.
Yeah. What's next?
Chase Daniel. I really don't like dogs. Spike. Well, Rebel, it's time for you to go. Alex in Lancaster.
Now, that's not happening.
Well,
Chase Daniel says it.
I trust Chase Daniel. I don't know, Rebel. You had a good life in Aruba. You can go back. I threaten to send him back all the time.
I'm telling Rebel, man.
Don't tell him. I love you, buddy, if you're listening. Love you so much. All right, what's next?
Yes. Tell them to blame the government. Shame on them.
The Sixers worm.
Jesus Christ, man.
Battle really got into
I
that.
Thought that was Oz.
Well,
behind
I can't
the, behind the curtain.
I don't blame any company for trying to make money. I blame the city for letting them waste everybody's time for 2 months. I don't care if the 2 years. I don't care if the Sixers.
I was going to say 2 months. Yeah,
no, yeah,
2 years.
There's no skin off my back. Like their job isn't to be nice guys. Their job is to make money. They want to make money. They can go ahead and make money. All right. Well, we will be back with you tomorrow. Jack, you going to come 2 days in a row to the show?
Oh, Fritz.
That's a lot of work.
2 days of work in
what
a row.
What do you think, Chris?
A lot
come
of work.
On. I don't know. You got two kids at home.
I'm just like
you,
L.A.
You done? Yeah.
Just
you just
going
to do the home games?
Home games. Chickies only.
All right. Coming up next, the Brandon Graham Show with me, Elliot Shore Parks, Brandon Graham. And then at least two Eagles, Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas on Elliot. The Players Lounge. Yes. Elliot Shore Parks, who's an honorary Eagle, according to Nick Sirianni. You can come down to Chickies and Pete's, watch it. You can listen right there on the radio or watch it on YouTube. This show, we'll see you tomorrow. See you later. Just mention Rebel. I take care of Rebel, care very much about his health. Care very much about the health of our other dog, Scotchy. You care about your dog, your cat. And as you, in the new year, try to, like, better yourself, better your health, eat better, all that sort of stuff, the lead dog, George Perenni, Dogs and Cats Rule, thinks, and I agree with him, you should be doing the same for your pet. It's almost a sure thing that your dog or cat could be eating better. Maybe there's a supplement that could help them, any of those things. And Dogs and Cats Rule is where you want to go. I would say two big reasons. First of all, the products they carry at the 7 stores. High-end products in terms of pet nutrition, dog food, cat food, and supplements. So you're getting the best quality stuff, a lot of local stuff as well. And the second thing is the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule. Buying those sorts of things for your pets can be confusing. Before I knew about Dogs and Cats Rule, I would just Google it, and you come up with 700 different answers. And it's so rare that at a pet store you can trust the staff to give you those answers. Well, they're educated, and they know, they're patient, they'll take the time with you, and they will make sure that you are getting the best for your dog and cat. And it's not just nutrition and supplements, it's treats and toys and the leashes and harnesses, whatever you need. There's 7 locations. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. If you want the exact locations, what I want you to do is go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.